I want to go when NSYNC is touring. You bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be there.
That tomorrow there'll be sun.
So wait.
Okay. I'm so glad. One day I'm going to go to like the Stray Kids reunion tour.
Well, I'm waiting.
I love you.
I mean, I'm waiting for 2025 already.
Because Yoongi's gone.
Yoongi is gone now, everyone.
Yeah, that's a bum bum.
Bum bum. Bum bum diggity.
That does suck. I'm sorry. That sucks. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting into like debut groups that are like 16 years old. And that's a good time because you know they're not debuting anytime. I mean, they're not going to the army anytime soon.
They got 15 years.
They got quite some time.
Oh my God. Okay.
Are they that good? No, but, you know, we got some time. Anyway.
No, you know, did you just, okay, did
I just
you just
finished.
Finish? Me I too.
I literally 10 minutes ago, I was watching, and then the bloody hand. And then he's like, and then I was like,
I wanted to throw my remote control at the TV. And I was like, Maddie did this.
No, I didn't want to throw. I was like, the tension. Okay. Also, I mean, clearly he killed her in the past and it's her bloody hand.
It is, and I was thinking about it because she like puts her, she caresses her hand.
Yeah, and it's the
like
same.
Like there, and it's the same freaking hand.
Clearly, so wait, this is Jopawa's hand that she dipped in the goop, the wait, red I'm, goop, and
okay,
then she
so
caressed it.
This whole time, she has been the bloody hand.
100%.
And the actress, yes. She probably had to do like 2 hours of makeup.
Bloody hand makeup. She's definitely the bloody hand.
She debuted as the bloody hand.
And this is why those bloody hand scenes were so sexy.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. I don't. You're whipped. You're
I'm
whipped.
So
is,
whipped.
Is the bloody hand the best part? You know, okay, so.
No,
okay,
listen.
Okay,
it's not even the best, okay. though. Him in that no. coat, though, better.
Okay, has listen. He ever. Wait. I can't look at you. I still can't. Has he ever looked better? Maddie, be
no.
serious.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he's ever looked better.
Never. No, you know what scene it is? The one you sent me, though, is when he. It wasn't even a scene. It was like 1 second.
He was straight up annoyed, but he looked the hottest I've ever seen him in my life.
It was when he's in the cafeteria.
And he's like,
and Nyan is like, can I stay here? And he looks at her.
And he's like, bro. Like,
but his face.
Oh, he looked here. Let's replay it.
Just like that scene made me so angry in so many ways. I was going to throw the remote during that scene. But
the
he
only,
really good.
Yeah, the only saving grace was how hot he looked.
100%.
He literally.
Hundo. No, I'm watching. Right there.
Like, who?
I just want to ask Rowoon a question now so he'll look at me like that. Like, what?
I what? Feel like.
I'll post
you
this
know,
look on my Instagram story later.
He'll have. Yeah.
Listen, what about the scene? Okay, let's just say real quick.
Are we doing episode 9 first?
This is,
or
this
what are
is
we doing?
My episode 10 Spitfire thoughts.
Got
Why
it.
Why in the good heavens did he not tell Hanjo about this promise?
Okay, that was dumb.
He's a weenie. He's a weenie. He's the hottest weenie I've ever seen in my life.
He's
a weenie.
The hottest.
Like, he belongs in the submarine. Like, do I want him to come back out of the submarine later? Yes, but I think he should spend at least a night there. Because that was a weenie, weenie move.
I was
so angry at him this episode.
I think I was angry with him, too. I agreed. I agree. I was like, I watched it, and I'm like, Like, he was a weenie. Major weenie town.
Big time.
Weenie town.
Weenie town.
But what I didn't like was when he said that to her, he was thinking of it more like along the lines of, oh, this is my actual confession. And I'm like, this is not a confession. This
you mean
is
on the bridge?
Dumb. No, no, no. Oh, 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 that oh, scene, oh, though. Oh,
no, we'll talk about that scene later.
No. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, wait,
oh,
wait. Well, what are you talking about?
At the end, when they're at the beach and he's like,
oh, yeah.
This was the promise or this was the secret. And I'm like, dude.
He's bad at communicating. He's bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's bad. Yeah. I mean, okay. Honestly, it's a little realistic that like this couple would have this many communication issues, but usually in a K-drama you want the guy to be swoonier than that and like communicate well, but he ain't doing it.
He like, you know what, he ain't doing it.
If he's not doing it,
you know, the problem is if he wasn't Rowoon, I think we would be really annoyed with him, to be honest.
I know we would if he wasn't. No, you're right though.
Like, but he's I'm Rowoon, just thankful so he's on like, the screen.
No,
I'm thankful he's on the screen.
I mean, I think if it wasn't Rowoon, I might still ship the lead couple, maybe, but Rowoon could be on screen and be like, I ate my twin in the womb, and I would be like, why am I kind of okay with that? You know, like, I think I'm like, brainwashed.
Like, you don't second guess it. Like, you say, okay.
He'd be like, I ate my twin in the womb, and I'd be like, that's not great, but why do I think maybe I'm going to justify it?
Yeah. But here's the thing,
that's
Maddie.
Okay.
We're justifying. Okay, it's episode right. Mm-hmm. 10, mm-hmm. And he's still technically with this crazy
witch. No, he's not.
Witch
he's not.
Neon.
He's not. He's not anymore.
I know he's not, but I.
But it still took him until episode 10 to actually. Well, okay. I think we should give him a little bit of credit just because we're brainwashed. He did try to break up with her in episode 3, so like he tried. And then she refused. And then he like stopped trying because he's a wet noodle.
Yeah,
it's
he's
not
a wet
great.
Noodle.
It's really not
you,
great.
Have you ever seen One Spring Night?
No.
Okay, that's the one with Haejin, the one from Something in the Rain that I love.
Son Ye-jin, the one from Crash Landing.
No,
oh,
no,
you're talking about
Haejin.
The guy.
Yeah, the guy. So yes. He's in that. And then the girl from The Touching Butts Show.
Yes,
she's,
Butts Show, yes.
She's in that show too, but they're it reminds me that relationship kind of reminds me of so that female lead, she has this boyfriend that they won't end it. He's like, no, you're still with me. He talks to the parents. The parents are like, yeah, you're still with him. So it's kind of reminding me, giving me that kind of vibe. And I'm like,
ew.
And I'm not a fan.
No, I struggled with this so much because I'm like, okay, first of all, it's a K-drama, so I'm not going to tear it apart. Like, it's a K-drama. Like, the fact that Rowoon is still dating this chick makes us emo and we're like, and it adds all this tension and drama. So
yeah,
I'm not
it's Rowoon,
like,
and we're thankful he's
gonna,
on the screen.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tear it apart because, like, it's a K-drama. Like, you know, this is not real life. But at the same time, like, they are drawing it. They are drawing it out. I do feel like Nayeon sucks though. Like
she's really bad.
Nayeon sucks. So if Nayeon didn't
she's
suck,
really bad.
If she didn't suck and if she wasn't toxic, she would have been out of the picture in episode 3. So like let's give him a little credit, I guess. But she sucks. So he has really had to like he should have been a man this whole time and been like, absolutely not. I'm not gonna fake date you. I'm gonna be real about it. And he tried to justify it at the end, like, well, that would have put you in a hard place, Hongjo. And I'm like, what put her in a hard place is you saying you loved her.
Exactly.
And then not communicating that you're fake dating your old ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
That's putting her in a hard place. Like, talk about a hard place, dude.
For the rest of this episode and more bonus content, head over to patreon.com and subscribe to Ya Girl Maddie, a K-drama podcast. You can also follow the link in this episode's description. The first week of membership is free, so it's a total no-brainer to just try it out. See y'all over on Patreon!